road. This will be our first actual. But yeah. So anyway, I'm walking, and I get about like maybe to the first street on my road, right? Uh-huh. Y'all know it ain't that far from my house. I get there, and I'm like contemplating my life, like, bro, what the fuck am I doing, bro? Like, I'm excuse my friend, but like, I'm like, bro, but I'm like, I just like, I'm too far to go back now. A big old gust of wind came, damn near took me off my feet, bro. I'm like, I gotta just see it through. Gotta see it through, my boy.
That's one of the funniest TikToks out there. So, we go back to her place. She take her drawers off. You want some? No? Okay. You know, take your drawers off. I look at them. They white. Then I notice the little brown stains in them.
Bruh. You must be talking about Mrs. Claus.
What you mean, my boy? Got to see it through, my boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Well,
there goes the family friendly in this one. It's too late. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, everybody say the TikToks. First of all, we'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to every one of you out there. Welcome to another episode of the Dope Nerds Podcast. And this one's a very special one. As you can see from behind me, or if you're listening online, there is a Christmas tree behind me. So Merry Christmas to y'all. This is our first ever. No, this is our second Christmas episode. This is our first ever unedited, unfiltered episode. And this will be our first one with video.
You got a filter right there.
Oh shit, son. No, that's just that's actually on there. You know what I'm saying? Stupid. Yeah. So every time we're gonna hear a metal detector, you're gonna hear this.
I already heard it, so I
Yeah, we're just So, as always, I'm chilling with two of the dopest gentlemen here on the face of the earth. Gentlemen, what's good?
What's up, everybody? I'm Hugh. I'm your resident actor. I handle some of the tech and some of the behind-the-scenes work. I would not be doing this without my brothers. They've asked me several times, would you start your own podcast? And I say, hell no. That's a lot of work. Without further ado, I'm going to throw it over to our historian hype man hybrid, Big Erg.
Yo, what's good, y'all? They call me the Black Santa Claus. Hey, hey, for real though, let's be honest. We got the three ghosts of Christmas right here.
Wow.
Dang.
Bro, that's not that old. You always think that.
No. Hold up. I'm definitely present. I'm the fat boy sitting on a throne of food.
Okay.
Oh. Q, you the past. Yubi, death.
Wow.
I get sick a lot. I'm okay, though. I haven't coughed in like 2 hours.
Hey, have y'all ever seen the movie Bubble Boy? Oh my God. That's an iteration of Hubie's life. Just say. Nah, but for real, though, y'all, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. It's all good here at Dope Nerds. Before I give my rants and my rage, we'll toss it over to my big bro, Q.
Bro, I'm surprised you forgot. We got three brothers on this podcast. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. It's pinking. Like,
what I tell you that after the time you hit that little boy with the fucked up leg, with the fucked up walk. Did I tell you I was going to fire your ass? Spill my yak on his soup.
Yo, I'm Q, and together we form the Dope Nerds. Man, dog, another Christmas, another year to celebrate with family and friends. It's absolutely amazing and a wonderful, joyous time of the year, unless you have been born in Florida or have very low wind chills that make negative the five. Hair.
It's negative yeah. 5 degrees. The field is negative 18.
Fuck all that. I'm about ready to contact El Chapo and start moving bricks to celebrate Christmas, bro. Kids nowadays, bro.
Want everything.
Bro.
Everything. But, I mean, okay.
I'm talking about
but we, I mean, we did too.
No. We knew deep in the back of our minds what not to ask for, even though we wanted it.
Today I drove in the snow. I did one delivery, right? One delivery because I do groceries when I'm not acting, right? And
I thought you were stationary today.
I tried, but I was like, let me just go out and test the waters. That was dumb. I went one delivery was one pair of holiday socks and one kid's light up scooter. And this people are, she was like, can I cancel the order? And I was like, yes. Yes, you can. She did not. They still wanted it. I drove through hell just to deliver a scooter in a pair of socks.
I would have delivered.
You ain't even going to be able to use that. Get that for. Okay, parents, let's talk for a second.
I would have delivered it like I was delivering newspapers. It might have been found in the bushes, bro.
There is like, no lie. There is, what, it's Christmas, New Year's, and then, can't forget about Black History Month because we're celebrating that anyway, every day, always. Then we got Easter, right? I know I'm missing there's some holidays in there, but I'm skipping a couple of them on purpose.
Valentine's Day.
Get your child a scooter for Easter when he can actually use it.
Question for y'all. Did y'all receive gifts as kids for Easter?
Yeah. Some chocolate left over.
No, I'm talking about like presents.
We had like shared. Mom would leave like jelly beans on the counter because she had to work and like you know.
Bro,
happy Easter. That was nice.
Like, some new age shit. Because no, I never, you know, growing up, I never experienced that. Like I never received. Like I received a. I mean, bro, I'm talking about my mom used to make platters.
Yeah.
Oh, we talking food. Okay. I ask for deviled eggs every holiday, but like Easter especially.
Eggs.
So much. She made three baskets like that. Me, Trey, and Julia.
Dang.
Bro, we would have candy to last all Halloween.
Bro, no lie. I swear. And if y'all remember on one of the episodes from this season, you was talking about them swords, right? Them little plastic joints. Mm-hmm. I got those for Easter. And let me tell you. I also got
in trouble.
You ever got a woman with one of those? Look at it. We here now. Y'all ever got a woman with one of them?
What was up with our parents being pootie tang back in the day with any fucking thing they could find?
Oh my God. I have no idea. But yo, real quick. So, I mean, this is obviously taking us into our first topic and our only topic for today outside of wishing you guys a Merry Christmas. But top. Things that y'all, what top one thing that you always wanted for Christmas that you never received?
You know, the crazy thing is, we talked about this topic during the meeting and I already forgot until just now. Well, go ahead.
I did skip this now. My answer doesn't change.
All right, what is it and why?
Okay. The reason, I know why I never got them because they outlawed them. They're illegal. Okay.
I feel like this is going somewhere dark.
No, they're lawn darts.
Lawn darts?
I always wanted to set that lawn. Bro, the original lawn dart was about this fucking big, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had a metal
tip. Nose, needle.
Like, I'm talking about, bro, if you threw these bad boys at your little brother.
You ever seen Grown Ups?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ever seen Grown Ups?
Yeah.
That game.
Remember Air Roulette?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a whole box of those.
With metal tips.
Nah, bro. I'm good. I'm good. Love and joy.
I always wanted some. And I always wanted some throwing knives.
Bro, you was going to torture them little kids in your neighborhood.
Bro, I thought I was Naruto throwing shuriken. Stop playing with me.
Oh, bro. And that's how he became a villain.
I said that today in traffic. I said, God, whichever God you believe in. I was speaking to the universe. Don't give me superpowers while I'm driving because I'm...
Oh, now you understand, huh?
While I'm driving? Yes.
Remember last pod? We was talking about if we got powers during a fight?
Okay.
Yeah. Murderer.
I didn't say I'd murder people, but I'd be popping tires.
We both be in the car with you while you've been driving.
Yeah.
If you got superpowers in the middle of driving.
So what I always wanted for Christmas. Oh. I know this sounds ridiculous because it was real, but I never thought to ask for it because it was in a movie. Y'all remember Jingle All the Way, right?
Turbo Man.
I wanted a Turbo Man. There was a problem with action figures and my folks comparing them to dolls. That's a long story. So I wasn't allowed things like that, but I always wanted a Turbo Man.
I have a Turbo Man.
You mean had, because the way he just sat up in his seat.
Hey, look, he would be the worst ninja ever. Just tall as fuck.
Bruh, hey, next pod, that thing gonna be sitting up there. I'm like, man, I couldn't find my turbo.
You mean
Hubie?
This one?
Hey, he would be sitting in the corner looking like Slim Man and shit. What was yours, Q?
Yo, yeah. No, mine was, because, you know, growing up, I always wanted to be a Power Ranger. And every year, I put that on my Christmas list. We was a lot. We made Christmas lists every year.
To become a Power
Ranger? Every year. That was one, but I wanted the Megazord specifically, right?
Oh, you wanted the toy?
Yeah.
Oh.
The original 1993 Megazord. Dinosaur power now with the lights and sounds and stuff.
Great.
I'm still here.
And I never got it, right? Never got it. I have the legacy version, which is way more special to me because my dad promised, this is back before me and him was on speaking terms. Like I was little. He wasn't around, but he promised to get it for me for Christmas. Never happened. I was able to get it myself as an adult. Go out to the store, purchase it for Christmas. And that right there, bro, that was the main one. It's in my cabinet.
I wanted that too, but only because my dad was like, we weren't really, he would come over summer, right? He was like, what do you want? What do you want? I'll buy you any toy from Toys R Us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was always that one, but it was too big. I couldn't just take that home, right?
Yeah.
And what is it with dad's Palmerson Power Ranger toys, bro?
God, like, dog, I kid you not, bro. Like, people, they get on me. They get on my case. We was going to say this for another episode, but it happened now. But anyway, people get on my case for collecting all these action figures and everything. But every last one of these, I was promised at some point. And it's like, it's further confirmation for me that, yo, as much as your parents try and as much as they don't do, that's teaching you a lesson. Like, yo, you can get it on your own. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't need it right basically, now. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was one of them. But, dang. Oh, excuse me. But, yeah, bro. I got to just show y'all real quick.
You know you spit a bar, though, right?
No, I didn't. I don't.
You said that always getting on your case. Mm. You were starting it. You were starting it, and I was like, oh, he's about to do it.
Mm.
Bro, yeah, you know
what?
I'm going to be real with y'all. So I just added those two things to my cart, right?
That's what he was doing.
What two things?
The Megazord and Turbo Man.
Oh, my
God. Turbo Man costs $60 now.
What?
The Megazord from 1993? You know how much it costs on eBay?
Yes. Starting at $350, right? Starting if it's brute.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that price because I would have probably not added it. It was $165.
From 1993?
Yeah, bro. You got to think, though, like, and you should know this more than anybody. Those are, like, legit collectors.
Yeah, but, is it in a box, though? Is it in a box?
Yes.
It's in a box? Oh, then, okay. That's that makes sense.
Okay.
Because I got a... And, like, you may not even know this, but you bought one of them. I ain't going to tell you which one, but it doesn't need to... But anyway, I got... So did you, Hugh. But anyway.
I wasn't even here tonight. I was asleep.
Yeah, bro. My bad.
No,
I have a question for y'all. What is your favorite Christmas special?
Ooh. Okay. So my first thought is video games. You mean like Christmas special video games? Christmas special TV? Like cartoon?
TV specials.
Okay.
Like, you know, Rudolph, Frosty.
Rugrats.
Jack Frost. What'd you say?
Oh, like a specific Christmas one. I was thinking like crossover, like Rugrats had an episode.
No. I'm talking about the you remember the 25 Days of Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Like those Christmas specials. Charlie Brown.
Actually, that's what I was thinking about. I have the book. It's wrapped in velvet. I got to go dust it off. I'll bring it up. What?
I watch Charlie Brown every year for every holiday.
I'm going to answer first then. That's mine. Because I literally, there's an app on Amazon, like the free, it was a free one. It was the whole book with the music and it was narrated. And every year I would just go through it, bro. And I would play it for, because I was a teacher at one point. I was playing it for my kids and everything. High school and the toddlers, bro. And the preschoolers. They all loved it. I love Charlie Brown, bro. I haven't watched it this year yet.
No, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I don't have one.
You don't have a favorite?
I don't. I've seen every last one of those movies. However, like I don't have a favorite because that, like, okay, one that's growing on me. I will say this is Elf.
No. That's a full length feature.
What is the other ones?
I'm talking about the specials.
I thought Charlie Brown was a feature, but maybe it is. It's a TV special.
Just a TV special.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have one. But if I had to pick one, it'd be Rudolph.
Oh, with the claymation?
Yeah. Wait, what's the one with Heat Miser?
That's my favorite. Year Without Santa Claus.
And I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. White Christmas. And I'm Mr. 101. I've never seen that. I only know that from a commercial that used to come on TV.
First off, sir.
Bro, my homeboy was just telling me about them action figures. Well, them figurines.
Oh, snap.
Expensive.
Oh, my God.
So that was back when they was using actual dolls.
I would say when dinosaurs walked the earth because we sounded real old.
But they was actually using dolls for the animation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Different faces.
Something like that. I love all those. I like Year Without Santa Claus is my favorite. Jack Frost, Santa Claus Coming to Town, all that stuff, bro. If I have to do with an actual animated one, it'll probably be Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
That's the one I was just about to say, bro. On Cartoon Network?
Yes, bro.
Every year, bro. I was choked in.
And you know another good one? Adam Sandler's in it, actually. Eight Crazy Nights.
Bro, I got to show this to the people at work because they're going to get a kick out of this. But we just talked about one of our coworkers. Nice guy. When one dude comes up to me, he was like, hey, bro, you ever seen Eight Crazy Nights? I'm like, yeah. And he points at the dude and he's like, doesn't he remind you of Whitey? I'm like, oh no. And then you can't unsee it.
I'm going to ask y'all, don't hang up. I actually haven't seen that one yet either.
I'm sorry, what?
The Rock I lived on and under, it was nice. It was cozy. It had a basketball.
A fucking rock, bro.
I lived under a rock for real. Like a boulder.
You was buried alive.
Watch, my sister's gonna be like, I used to watch that all the time. I'm gonna be like, I don't remember.
Borbito.
Oh, It wasn't until I was like 16 I used to love Nightmare Before Christmas.
I still have not seen that all the way through yet.
I'm sorry, what?
Listen, one, I'm gonna put it to you like this. When that came out, I was really big into musicals.
Okay.
So me trying to get like everybody wanted that one at school, I'm like, I'm not gonna watch it. Just let's just act it out. Let's just do it. Put it on stage. Let's do that. Didn't happen, so I never watched it. I started it. Oogie Boogie, he's like funny character.
The Oogie Boogie's great, man. He's a villain with some taste. If he wasn't disgusting, I think he would have survived.
Yeah, I have no idea. But
yeah.
Yo, oops, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's all good. I'll watch it now. I still haven't seen the console yet.
Hugh, you haven't watched
Hugh, wait. No, come back. No, hey, come.
You haven't watched what?
Encanto. Yeah.
Bro.
No.
Encanto's amazing, bro.
I know. Y'all keep telling me. And I'm like, every time I go to sit down and watch it, I'll wait for me.
Bro, I'm dramatic, but like, are you serious?
Yeah, bro, every time I sit down to watch it,
oh, well,
my children, because they watched it before me,
yep.
I'm like, no, stop talking, let me forget, don't tell me what's about to happen, just let me watch it. And, bro, it never works, so I have yet to watch that.
Out of curiosity, Hubie, what's your favorite song out of that movie?
Encanto. It's really hard, but I'm sticking to the Spanish version, the Dos Oruguitos, the Two Caterpillars song. Because if not, you know.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
It was our wedding day.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Bro, that was on the radio.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah. Bro, that's like a first. Oh, and not Disney radio, like the actual radio. So I heard that song before that. And then I walk in the house after like something, whatever. I'm so short. What are we doing? Random. Christmas.
Oh, we're talking about Christmas movies specifically, or in the specials. I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I'm gonna be honest with you. Santa Claus is one that has to be played in my house.
Santa Claus
with Tim Allen.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yo, you know he was a thug back in the day, right?
I believe it.
He was with the stuff. Tim the Tool Man. That's how he got that nickname.
Yep. Mr. Conspiracy Theory. Hold on. Oh, you know what special I haven't seen? The new Guardians of the Galaxy one.
I watched it.
It was all right.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's because I was like, if it was like,
but it wasn't my favorite Guardians of the Galaxy feature.
That's hard though, because Guardians of the Galaxy is. Well, I'm glad it was worth it for the family.
Yeah, bro, you definitely got to check it out.
Are you serious?
Gotta check it out. Elf is up there on my list. Gotta watch Elf every year now.
Santa.
Funny story about Elf. I posted this on Facebook some years, but yeah, definitely not watching Bad Santa. We had just watched Elf for the first time. And my youngest daughter, she was like, oh, buddy. Buddy's an elf. Okay. So we pull up to Walmart.
There's an elf.
No, there's this person, short person, extremely short person. I don't know what the proper term, but anyway, he was a midget. And y'all know it's little person? Okay, it was a little person. Okay, that still feels wrong, but anyway.
I know.
y'all know how Marley is, right? She don't have no filter. So we getting out the car. I don't see him. She was like, "Dad, is that an elf?" So I look. I'm like, "No, that's no." Just then, this big dude, white beard. Big belly comes walking up and is like, "Hey, buddy."
Mm.
Now,
that's when you just gotta pick her up and run.
I was just like, oh no, we gotta get back in the car. Get back in the car.
There's no amount of parenting to prepare you for that. That's not fair.
Oh man. But it's little person. Okay. That doesn't seem right.
Listen, it's the end of the year. It could change right now. I would not know. I'm trying. We're all trying.
Yeah.
I'll do this. How many Charlie Brown specials have y'all watched?
Oh my God. Okay, so obviously Pumpkin King Christmas.
First off, it's called The Great Pumpkin.
Sorry. I'm still thinking this is Halloween. So like I need to break out of that in my head. So The Great Pumpkin. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. The Christmas one, the Thanksgiving one. I'm pretty sure there's one around Easter, even though if it's separate. There's also the redhead child, the girl who came for like 3 days. There's the Red Baron, if you count that.
Yeah.
And I think there's one about Woodstock being in love for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So which is your favorite?
I abstain. I love them all equally. Like,
oh, no.
Like all the children
don't have. It's Christmas. You know what I'm saying? It's so we got
Charlie Brown.
That's also a great episode if y'all go check it out from last season. But bada bing, bada boom, it's all about Christmas. You know what I mean?
Okay, one last. I got a question for y'all. This one's fine because it is Christmas. What is your favorite Christmas event in a video game? It could be all time. It could be big. It could be small. It could be all December. It could be just the day.
Okay. I'm going to be a little cliche. It's not really an event. It's a mission in Sword Art Online. You actually have to fight Santa Claus.
You play Sword Art Online?
Yeah.
That's dope, bro. I have friends that have been trying to get me to play it. I'm like, nah.
Did you watch the anime?
I have Alization. I have.
Okay, that was a low blow. I apologize. My fault.
A lot of that show.
My fault. It's happening. But anyway, conspiracy.
Oh, stop. Irv, what were you going to say?
No, I have Alization. I have Fatal Bullet. And then I have another one. But yeah, I love Sword Art Online.
Ooh, oh boy.
I love the anime. Love the anime.
Love the anime too. Oh, speaking of Sword Art Online, the Oculus Metaverse 2.
Happening right now. I told you. I didn't know. It was going to happen.
Ironcrad.
With what?
Ironcrad.
Ironcrad?
The world where Kirito...
It's like Ironclad, but R.
It's the world that Kirito was trapped in.
For Oculus, the virtual reality headset.
Yes.
No.
But...
No, thank you.
Hold up. That's not the scary part. The scary part is they're actually trying to make the Nerve gear.
Yeah, fuck.
Have you seen those vests?
No, I'm talking about this shit that actually sends signals in your brain. You can lay down on the bed.
I know.
Yeah, Elon Musk was developing that, and he just bought Twitter, so.
He's one of the companies, so there's a couple. There's a vest that has haptic feedback, so if like you're playing shooters, you can feel vibration, and it hurts a little bit. It's not like painful. It's just to like slow you down for VR and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
I got questions, but we'll dive into that on another podcast. But we got a question to answer, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the question?
You did. It was this. Yours was a Sword Art Online. You got to fight Santa Claus. That's dope, though.
It was just like the movie, the show.
No, I didn't see that one. I guess you can kind of go with like the Dragon Ball Z stuff, where they do a special event every year where they give you like a Christmas hat or something like that. I just really dove into gaming when, like, outside of Pokemon and stuff like that, just recently because I found out that there's like more co-op stuff, so I could do that with you guys. So I'm a little behind in the game.
I have a lot. I got to change my answer. It's a game called Killing Floor 2. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got Santa Claus. special event. that they do every year.
Oh my gosh. So
hey, what's yours? What's yours, you?
I'm going to talk about my first one because I had no idea this was a thing. My very first one, I was in like middle school. It was I was playing Ninja Turtles on the Xbox. And we were playing on Christmas Day, me, my neighbor, my brother, and my cousin. And we had hats. We had Christmas hats. And I was like, why do we have Christmas hats? And my cousin's like, it's Christmas Day. And I'm like, oh, snap. So every time I've been looking for anything, but I really like Destiny. Because, you know, it's a alien shooter, but, like, there's so many things. But one of the things, you just bake cookies for all the NPCs, like, and you get bonuses. It's like, let me give this cookie to this random NPC or one that you know in the story, and they'll give you, like, weapons, and it's just a whole bunch of free stuff. Hmm. Like, I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty dope. That sounds pretty dope. I didn't even know there was nothing like that. Yeah,
I got a problem.
Yeah, real quick, I want to ask this question, yo, and feel free as our audience to answer as well. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite holiday, Christmas holiday, winter solstice holiday dish?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
What is your favorite
December holiday?
Yes.
I was gonna quote him for a promo. I was just gonna have him say the whole thing.
Yeah. Christmas holiday, winter solstice holiday, dish.
You're gonna get people in trouble.
I already know what mine is.
What your favorite? Okay, you know what? Let me say it like this. What your favorite creme? What your favorite creme dish?
You first.
Yeah, I thought he was going. You had, I thought you had yours.
I do have mine, but
you're third. My bad.
All right, okay. Mine is same thing. I always have collard greens. I love collard greens. Collard greens and cornbread.
All right, no mine.
What's yours? Buckeyes.
The chocolate peanut butter, you crazy, of course. Why did I not think of that for you?
Listen,
a holiday dish?
I was 8 years old arguing with grown men over the last Buckeye, okay?
But a holiday dish.
I didn't care about
a whooping.
I didn't care about punishment. No, don't you touch my last Buckeye.
But a holiday dish.
He means not treat. But I was gonna. It's all right. I was gonna say the Pillsbury orange cream rolls.
Oh, you know what? Okay, if you want a dish.
A dish, yeah.
I want turkey.
Turkey leg.
Both.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Do y'all eat ham on Christmas? Do y'all eat
that ham? Was gonna say ham's mine. Cook ham. Yeah.
But I need. I don't like spiraled ham, bro.
I don't like ham. Period.
Bro, you don't really like
cooking. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I like bacon. Ham. No,
vegetarians like bacon, man. Like,
yeah, I'm kind of like, this is just a ham. I don't like how it's curated.
You know? Like, if you don't like bacon, like legit out of space.
Yeah, bro. I can't eat bacon more than like once. Like, if it's on a burger, and I got too many bites of bacon.
Strips of bacon.
Yeah, I gotta go. I don't eat pork.
I'm gonna save you some of the Christmas.
And that's the episode, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time. We have to go to the hospital. Q needs to get checked in. There's never such thing as too much bacon, as you guys know.
There definitely is. Y'all ever had the meat sweats?
Bro.
Okay, I'm sorry, you. All right, go ahead, bro.
Oh. Mine is a cooked dish. It's ham. That's it. I'm cooking the ham this year, so.
Okay, all right. As long as if you're doing it, because I know it's gonna have some
my sauces from scratch.
If y'all ain't never had this man's, let me not say it like that, because that's gonna sound
I make a meal.
Y'all come on over and
partake in our meals.
Yes, there you go. Big old Christmas again, creamy.
Hey, my favorite, Say ambulance.
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 Ah, you
damn it. Ambulance.
It's ambulance, but I don't say ambulance.
Ambulance.
Yeah. Yo, somebody call an ambulance real quick. You know what I mean?
I've never had a problem saying that before, I swear.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's the first time I've heard it. Ambulance.
It just caught me how you said Crimmin.
Yeah, hey, Merry Crimmin. Hey, Crimmin. Hey. Yo, so last before we go, I do want to pose this question out to you guys and to our audience. We definitely want to keep this short just for you guys on Christmas. Put your present down. Put it down. Don't open it just yet. But I would like for you guys to make sure that you say a prayer for everybody if you pray. But the question is, have you hugged a family member lately?
Yes.
If you have not, from us at the Dope Nurse Podcast, we want you guys to go out there and give a family member a big old Crimmin hug. Spread some of that holiday cheer. Spread some of that holiday love. Because that's really what the season's all about. It's not about the fancy gifts under the tree. This is sounding oddly familiar to something that was said in a Charlie
Lindy
Brown.
Lindy Lou.
This is not, okay. Oh, the Grinch is a... Bro, oh, the yeah. Grinch. That's my favorite. But anyway, it's not about the gifts that's under the tree. It's about spending time with those that you love and you care about. And with that being said, I'm going to pass it over to my brother.
So... thank you for listening to our Christmas episode. We went off a little bit, but it was a lot of fun. This is what we do. We spend time with one another. This is our joy. They called me and woke me up for this. I didn't want to say no. I was just tired. And that's why we're here right now to spend that time. And we want to continue to spend time together and have these conversations. Please join us on our Twitter, which is nerds_dope. That's nerds with a Z and nerd_dope. You can also follow us and talk to us. I think we can post some things. Just hold off on what we're going to post. We might share a little bit of our events through this snowy season on our Facebook group, which is the Dope Nerds Podcast Official. And it's going to be on our fan page as well as our Instagram. We might have to send some things back and forth to get it there, but it is the Dope Nerds _podcast on Instagram.
Hey.
And of course, if you mishear or if for some reason I'm not enunciating properly. Yep. That wasn't on purpose, but was it? You can follow our link trees, and it's got all of our links there. Oh, look at this. We already got a tiny one.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Oh, God. Tell me that just didn't warm your heart, man.
Oh, my gosh. Irv, take over, bro. You got it.
Yo, you know, as I always say, it's all about the love. It's all about the joy. It's all about the little ones. You know, I don't know if I'd be the same man I am today if I didn't have my little ones. So from mine to y'all's, from us to you, we wish y'all a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and everything in between. Cute.
Yeah, man. It's a wonderful way to spend another day as we approach this holiday season and into the new year with two people whom I admire, who inspire me. Also, to be spending this day with people who keep me motivated. My family, you guys, the Nerd Gang. It's beautiful. What a beautiful thing. And no, this ain't no cap, bro, because we truly mean everything that we just said, like each and every one of y'all, whether we know y'all, we don't know y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in with us every other week, every week at this point. Thank you all for sticking with us through our hiatuses. We take those just for mental breaks and everything.
I think it's very important. If we could all just say this, you give a shout out to my cousin Stevie. He requested this episode specifically. He would not tell me what he wanted for Christmas. All he wanted was a Christmas episode. So if we could just all stay Merry Christmas, Stevie, I'd be appreciative, you know?
Yeah. Go. One, two, three. Merry Christmas, DB. we're working on it. We're working on it. We're getting our time back. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, dog, we thank you guys so much for spending another year with us. Working on going into 2 years now for the podcast. And second Christmas special. Cannot believe it's happening. Love it so much. I don't want to make this too long-winded, but ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas from us here at the Dope Nerds Podcast. And as always, stay dope. Yeah!
Merry Christmas. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Hey.
He knows when you've been bad or good. So we get so goodness.
Yo,
hey!
Hey, Hubie, hey. Hey, I said you got a book. Put it down.
It's just one present. It's just one.
Put down the book. I told you. It was a mom.